from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. With time running out, Donald Trump denounced both Hillary and Bill Clinton Thursday as creatures of a corrupt political system. Trump seized on newly public emails in which a longtime Bill Clinton aide describes overlapping relationships of the Clintons' global philanthropy and the family's private enrichment.
If the Clintons were willing to play this fast and loose with their enterprise when they weren't in the White House, just imagine what they'll do given the chance to once again control the Oval Office. And we've had enough, honestly. I think we've had enough of the Clintons, in all fairness. Right? Don't you think? Had enough.
While the emails are among thousands stolen from the private account of a top Clinton aide, Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, turned to popular First Lady Michelle Obama to rally voters in North Carolina on Thursday, a state that could deliver a knockout blow to Trump.
Seriously, is there anyone more inspiring than Michelle Obama? And maybe it's especially meaningful to me because I do know something about being First Lady.
In their first joint appearance on the campaign trail, Mrs. Obama and Clinton talked up their shared respect, common values, and singular goal of defeating Donald Trump. Twitter, seemingly unable to find a buyer and losing money, is cutting about 9% of its employees worldwide. It's also killing off Vine, a mobile video app where people share short video clips that play in a loop. While beloved by users, it never took off with the masses and has lost its luster as of late. This is VOA. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on Thursday for an immediate investigation of an attack on a school in Syria's Idlib province that the UN's Children's Agency is calling one of the deadliest of its kind in the country's six-year war. UNICEF raised its toll for Wednesday's attack to 28 dead, among them 22 children and six teachers. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We're not sure exactly whose aircraft it was, but we know information that we have indicates that it was either Russian or Syrian. I think the coalition has already spoken to the fact that they had no aircraft in the area, and the only other ones it could be is Russia and Syria. I just don't know which.
UNICEF says 591 children were killed in 2015 in Syria. Final demolition work is underway at the so-called jungle refugee camp in Calais, France. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters, some of which had been badly burned by refugees setting fires Wednesday before they were forced to leave. Calais Prefect Fabian Buccio told reporters Thursday new migrants at the camp will not be resettled by local authorities.
Notre mission qui était de d'accueillir et d'héberger.
Buccio said the mission to house refugees at the Calais camp is finished. Now, she says, they need to pass along that message that their local assignment office is not an entry point for all migrants in France or even across Europe. She said they used multiple translators Thursday to get that message out to migrants and ask them to disperse. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi forces explored a network of tunnels and uncovered a bomb-making facility Thursday in a village near Iraq's second-largest city of Mosul that was recently retaken from the Islamic State group. 10 days into the offensive, the special forces are still at least 6 kilometers east of the actual city and have faced stiff resistance. The extremists captured Mosul in a matter of days in 2014 and have had more than 2 years to build up defenses and brutally root out any internal opposition. The operation to retake the northern city is expected to take weeks, if not months.
What the hell is your delay, Captain?
We're waiting, sir.
Waiting for what?
Private Doss.
The director and stars of the film Hacksaw Ridge gathered in New Orleans for a screening of the World War II movie about a conscientious objector who rescued dozens of people. Mel Gibson, who directed the movie about Desmond Doss, said Wednesday it was hard to tell everything about Doss because the story was so amazing. I'm Lori London.
That's the latest world news from VOA.